The pop singer and rapper Doja Cat is out with her third studio album, Planet Her. She got her start by making quirky rap videos on YouTube in the early 2010s, and now the 25-year-old has had 3 Grammy nominations, top 10 hits, and her songs often go viral on TikTok. But all that success isn't without controversy. Journalist Brianna Younger walks us through some of the album's standout tracks.
My first pick is the first song of the album, which is Woman. I love that she used this song to open her album. It has this really bright, sexy Afropop flavor. And Doja herself is, of course, part South African via her father. The album is an entire kaleidoscope of sounds, but this is a new one for her, and she inhabits it so well. Like, that's the thing that really sets her apart, the sense that she's always searching, she's always open to change, always fluid. You can reciprocate. I got delicious taste. You need a woman's touch in your place. Just protect her and keep her safe. Commercially speaking, you know, music rewards the comfort zones of both the artist and the fan, so I thought it was nice that Doja set the tone with this album with something that kind of stretched her and was new for her. She just killed it. One of her strongest assets, even as far back as like 2014 with like her first EP, is just how fluent she is in both music and the internet, which it's been to her strength, but it's also, you know, been to her detriment at points. People have tried to throw her away for various sins. There was the 2015 song that she made that uses a racist term that was coined online in alt-right circles. There's last year's like chat room debacle where people thought she was participating in chat rooms where casual racism is the norm. But she's able to move through it in part because she fundamentally understands how to navigate the internet, because she's just of the internet in this weird sort of way. But really, I feel like she gets around it because she's just incredibly talented. Saucing with my thousands on an island. Got imagination because I'm childish. Pop is this super fluid space, and she's able to be playful and edgy and altogether weird and then channel it in this super charismatic, polished way, for better and for worse. Love to Dream is this really kind of beautiful, dreamy ballad that shows how well Doja can also sing. Her vocal tone, which is like super delicate and pretty, combined with the layering, kind of form this unique ethereal effect. It's easy to get used to Doja and the more upbeat, kind of mischievous persona, but when she scales it back and does this like dainty, vulnerable singer thing, like you really come to appreciate her range as an artist. And I think Love to Dream is one of those ones where it's like, oh, like you really do it all. For all of the attempts at so-called cancellation, I think Doja's here to stay, and I welcome her. I think she's immensely talented, and we're watching her grow up and develop, and it's just, it's truly a pleasure to witness.
That's music journalist Brianna Younger telling us about Doja Cat's new album, Planet Her.